The book of Nahum. That's kind of a book we don't really talk about very much. And I want you to just see a quick thought in this. You know, when a defendant stands before a judge, he or she is at the mercy of the court. And if the defendant is innocent, the court should be a refuge. But if the defendant is guilty, we expect the court to exact punishment. So in Nahum, we see God as both a refuge and a judge. And it says in chapter 1, verse 7, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. But he also says, next verse, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realms of darkness, or realm of darkness. Now, about 100 years before this, remember Jonah, right? He went to Nineveh, said, you better repent. He'd get there into chapter 3, and they did. And, you know, they received forgiveness, and the land was safe. But now here in Nahum, if you look at verse 11, so during Nahum's time, Nineveh was plotting evil against the Lord. And in chapter 3, Nahum details Nineveh's destruction. You know, many people know only one side of God's dealings with the human race, but not the other, right? They think he's completely holy, and all he's seeking to do is punish us, or that he is merciful only and only wants to show us kindness. In truth, he is judge and refuge. Peter, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 23, Peter writes that Jesus committed himself to him who judges righteously. And as a result, if you go to the next verse, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. So the whole truth about God is good news. Right? He is judge, but because of Jesus, we can go to him as our refuge. And so God's justice and mercy intersect at the cross. If you're here this evening and you are subject to the gospel invitation, we'd love to help you with that. You need to put on Christ in baptism. Let's take care of that. Right? We do that with a response of faith, hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing Christ. If you've done that, but along the way you lost your way and you're ready to start over, be reconciled, let's take care of that also. Or if you just need prayers of encouragement, we'd love to help you there. But if you have any need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.
I keep Jesus waiting. Wait.